Hello, everybody. It's Brian Wheels with the good, the bad, the ugly, the aviation maintenance industry. Say, are you guys listening to 2023's first aircraft tech talk? It released yesterday. Man, I tell you, it is just very, very popular. Aircraft tech talk has always been a really popular segment on this show. It remains the top three episodes or segments that we've had on this podcast, and I'm really glad you guys are enjoying it. Next month, we're pulling something out of the archive to release to you folks. Next month, it's my experience during the first couple weeks that COVID hit the U.S. hard, including the very first time that COVID really hit the U.S. and that day we knew things were going downhill. It's going to be a little bit of a controversial episode, and that's why I didn't release it 3 years ago. It was recorded very shortly after COVID hit the U.S. hard. And it's just kind of been flowing around the archives. And I spoke to our producer, Matt. I said, hey, can we clean up the audio on this? And he said, yeah, we can, because I didn't have the podcast studio. I didn't have the recording equipment that I do now. So it was a bit rough on the audio end of it. But Matt did a good job cleaning it up. And that's going to be next month's episode. We're going to be talking about COVID and how it hit aircraft mechanics hard within those first couple weeks. In October is going to be 2023's first expose podcast. We're talking about A&P school's bastardized, unsafe, unprepared, and shenanigans. You're not going to want to miss that one. And I had been talking about how our Part 147 A&P schools are changing. And now that it's been set in stone, and I'm going to explain it, fill in the gaps, because I had been talking about it off and on my social media. And we're going to lay it all out for you. And I'm going to explain to you, because I dug up the dirt on it, as I always do in these expose podcasts, to inform you folks it's not always what the government wants you to think it is. And yes, there's some airline shenanigans involved on that. Airlines behind the push to the change in Part 147 schools. So that's going to be coming up in October. I got to talk to you folks about something's going on with me and the future of the podcast. And this year I was delayed in getting this year's episodes out to you. In 2023's first mini listener questions answered, I explained that the next several months here through this winter, I'm going to be a little delayed in getting episodes out to you folks. Things are going to slow down. And I know, because I just made that statement, people are already clicking the unsubscribe button, and that's okay. But I wanted to let you folks know that after October's release of this year's first expose podcast covering the changes, the bastardization of our Part 147 A&P schools, I'm going to be slowing down on releasing content. And it's not because I want to, it's just because I have to. It's just one of those things that life throws at you that has to be dealt with. I won't be gone altogether. Don't worry about that. But things are just going to progressively slow down. And I apologize to you faithful listeners out there who have supported me and supported the show, supported what we talk about on this podcast. But I want to open up the hosting of the show to someone out there who would really be interested in continuing the premise of the show, continuing about what we speak about, the good, the bad, the ugly of the aviation maintenance industry, what it's like in reality, that other podcasts that might be aviation related, even aviation maintenance related, they just do not tell you about. So this is an open invitation for any of you out there who would be really serious taking over the hosting duties of the show for a few months until I can get things squared away. If any of you would be seriously committed and interested in taking over some of the hosting duties of the show, in essence, it would kind of be your gig until I can get things back on track. And let me know if you would be interested in kind of filling in a little bit. I did have I still do have two guests that were wanting to record a show with me in December, January timeline, and they're still on board for that, but I don't think I'm going to be available that much to be able to get that done. So again, this is an invitation for someone who would really seriously consider taking over some of the hosting duties of the show for me during my next hiatus. I mean, this isn't a goodbye. Don't worry about that. Brian's not saying definitively, hey, you know, bye-bye, hoo-hoo, see ya. But that's just things on my end. Had just kind of gotten a little squirrely. I got to take care of some stuff. But anyways, yeah. So that's what is going on. And if anyone's interested in taking over some of the temporary hosting duties, please reach out. Let me know. And I really got to say, again, I appreciate everybody who supported the show, everybody who supported the premise, the purpose, the goal, the mission of the show. It means a lot to me. It means a lot that you've stuck by me throughout these years and seen the show progress and develop the way it has. It's been a good ride. And we're not saying the ride is over. It's just things got to be taken care of. So enjoy the new release episode of 2023's First Aircraft Tech Talk next month. It's going to be from the archives. We're talking about COVID and how it hit the U.S. hard and how it affected aircraft mechanics and kind of the whirlwind of, you know, that shitstorm that transpired after. And then in October is 2023's first expose podcast, where I'm talking about the bastardization of A&P schools throughout the U.S. and it's not all what it appears to be. Keep those messages and emails coming. And until next time, everybody, take care. We will see you.